Welcome to Leap Listens, the employer branding podcast. I'm Sarah, and I'm joined by my co-host, Roger.
Hello.
Leap Listens is brought to you by Leap Create, a dynamic people communications agency. Today, we're meeting Jasmine Frost. Jasmine is an asset finance consultant responsible for innovation and growth at CGI. And she's also the DE&I lead responsible for the CGI's UK and Australia Young Professionals Network. Welcome to the podcast, Jasmine.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome. So Jasmine, tell us about you and your career to date, and including why you got involved with the Young Professionals Network.
Yeah, sure. So I originally went to Liverpool University. I did accounting and finance. I was meant to become an accountant, but here I am. So I had a friend of mine work at CGI before me, and I knew really enjoyed their role. I was kind of like, oh, I know somewhere where you'd really like to work. And then 2 years down the line, here I am. I work in the financial services sector. I've always been in that sector. I've done a variety of different things within there, but I've always stayed there. Why I got involved in the Young Professionals Network, it's something I'd never heard of before. I've never seen a Young Professionals Network at any other company I'd worked at previously. And I loved what it was all about. So the network itself has a mission statement, and that mission statement is to create an inclusive and supportive community for young professionals at CGI, you know, for those that are entering the corporate world, to make sure that they're supported, you know, with their professional and personal development. And I thought, well, that's great. I've never come across that before. And that's something I know I would have really liked maybe earlier on. And I know I would benefit from in future as I start to grow my career myself. Right. So it was kind of a no brainer to get involved. So I joined the company in winter 2021, and the network actually started itself in spring 2022. So it was something I was involved in from the get go.
That's fantastic. And you've explained there how creating this network and the Young Professionals Network can benefit you and your fellow young professionals. But how does it benefit a, say, large corporation in terms of retention and engagement?
Yeah. So I mean, just in general, when you have a really big company, if you clearly show that you have a supportive environment where your employees can just be themselves, you know, it comes to that thing where no question's a silly question. You know, they're in an environment where they feel comfortable to ask those questions and where they can ask for support, they're going to stay. I mean, it's not just our network that does that. I mean, CGI has a variety. I think we have 11 now. You know, we have Women's, we have Reach, Neuroverse, Bereavement, etc., all doing fabulous jobs. But for us in particular, with our younger members, just showing that they have that support and they can ask any, it's not just once they've left our early careers program, they can still ask those questions. We don't expect them to just be all of a sudden a professional and that knows everything, right? It's important to keep learning and to keep them engaged. And in terms of engagement itself, you know, we run a series of initiatives. We do a variety of different things. For us personally as a network, we try to do things that cover one of our three pillars. So we have social, health and well-being, and career development. So we try to make sure that it fits into at least one of the three. And with each initiative we run, we always ask for feedback to see where we could have, what we could have done better. Is there anything our members actually want to see themselves that maybe they haven't seen before, what they think they would benefit from? So there's constantly this conversation of what can we do and how can we help you? You know, here are some of our own ideas that we've come up with, but also what do you think would help you personally? So there's constantly that conversation flowing, which I think really helps as well.
I've got a quick one, which is, how do you actually meet? So what's the format of the network? How do you communicate with each other? Is it regular meetings? How does it actually work on a practical basis?
Yeah, so we have a mailing list. So we have what we do actually is a quarterly newsletter that goes out to all our members. In terms of just more of a conversation, we have a Teams channel. So all our members are automatically added into there. And within that, there's a conversations going. There's also our events calendar in there, so our members can quickly see what we've got coming up. So the two main forms of communication are email and Teams. But we do quite often try and see if we can set more virtual events up, which kind of encourage a more casual conversation as well. We do this little coffee and quiz thing, which everyone seems to really enjoy. And from the back of that, we then see what we can do.
Great. So the title of the podcast, Jasmine, is Stop Ignoring the Power of Young Professionals Networks. And it's something that not a lot of companies actually do. So, you know, CGI is definitely leading the way. In your experience,
yeah,
what does, you know, what ways does engaging with younger talent in sort of more of this informal way contribute to the collective voice within the company?
Yeah. So within large corporations, it can be quite hard to find your voice just because of the sheer amount of employees that there are. It can be quite hard sometimes to figure out where you fit in. So being a part of a network like this, a part of a community, it creates this collective voice. So people speak up together, and then through that, people feel so much more comfortable to raise a hand and say, actually, what does this mean? Or what can I do here? They feel a lot, they've got the backing behind them, essentially, especially when it's something that's going to more a senior member. They might feel a bit like, oh, I don't know if I can ask them, or, you know, maybe someone can check this for me. So it just makes them feel more supported. So they're more than likely to ask those questions that they really want to ask.
That's fantastic. And tell us a bit about some of the initiatives that you've undertaken. So I know you mentioned previously about kind of speed dating, not exactly dating, networking event that you held between young professionals and senior leaders. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, so when we run our initiatives, like I said, and we tried to fit them into one of our three pillars, our speed networking fit into our career development pillar, which was fantastic. It just got our members speaking to people they probably never would have spoken to before. It's quite typical in our company. You kind of stay, once you're in a sector, you kind of just in contact with people within that sector. It's not very typical that you're in contact with people outside of that. So it presented a great opportunity for you to speak to people in a variety of different roles you just never would have spoken to. An example of some of our other ones. So for health and wellbeing, we did an amazing collaboration with our bereavement network. It was a whole session with an external speaker about how to manage bereavement and loss as a young professional in the workplace, which was fantastic. And we also did a session earlier on in the year with all members from CGI about the impact of COVID on young professionals. Obviously, we went through this massive thing a couple of years ago, and it has impacted the younger workforce. You know, I know, like for myself, my final year of university was completely online, and it completely switched up the way you did your degree, the way you applied to your role, the way you entered into your role. All of a sudden you were, you know, you're not in the office 5 days a week anymore, are you? So the environment has completely changed. And then in terms of social, we do love a networking pizza lunch. I'll be honest, it gets everybody in. And kind of similar to the speed networking, actually, it just gets people to start having conversations with people actually based at their office that otherwise they never would have met.
And does the business come to the Young Professionals Network to ask for advice on how to better engage with other young professionals, or if they're about to run initiatives or they want to do recruitment? Are you consulted on what things resonate?
Yeah, no, definitely. One thing, actually, over the last, I'd say, 6 months or so, we've really started building our relationship with our early careers team. So those that actually look after our grads, IP students and degree apprentices. We're actually, funnily enough, having conversations now about what we can do together and what we can do as a business for Degree Apprenticeship Week, which will be coming up next February. So, yeah, definitely. We're constantly having this conversation of, you know, what can we do? We're kind of a bit like the connector, if that makes sense. That's how I like to see us, where you've got our senior, maybe more senior members on some of our other programs. You have our members at the other end, and we are the connector in the middle. So we sometimes go back to our network and say, oh, we've been asked about this. What do you think? You know, would this work for you? If not, why not? Kind of thing.
That's great. Jasmine, finally from me, if there's an organisation that's looking to start a young professionals network, where do they start? What advice would you have for them?
I think it's really important to have your young professionals involved from the get-go, because they will definitely tell you what they want to see. You know, you don't have to go all out, I'd say, and create this massive big thing. If it's only a small community, that's absolutely fine. It's all about just making sure that they have that community where they feel supported. We just found it easier to structure with the pillars just because of the size of the network, obviously, and the amount of members we have. But I would say from the get-go is get those younger members involved, maybe in a meeting straight away, and say, right, okay, is there anything you feel you're missing? You know, these are some ideas that we have. What do you think of these? From there, it would naturally build itself, I think. And you could end up with something that would be really good and really beneficial, not just for them, actually, but for the whole company, because I don't think this just benefits young professionals. I think it also benefits our senior members, you know, because they're able to actually see how are the younger members feeling, you know, what are they up to. It's really insightful for them, I think.
That's great. It sounds like, yeah, I think you've successfully made the case for a young professionals network for both the young professionals and the business itself. We're nearly at our time, but the thing that we always like to do with our guests is ask them if they can recommend any top reads or listens. It doesn't have to be related to this world, this industry or space. It can be anything you think is interesting to you. It might be interesting to others.
Yeah, I'd say I have two, I think, if I can say two. Two podcasts. One's more work-related, I'd say. It's, I think everyone knows this one, Diary of a CEO by Stephen Bartlett. I do like that one. Yeah. I quite often actually watch it on other social media platforms. I don't tend to listen to Spotify. I really like watching it and his topics and conversations. I think he covers some really good stuff. And I think we could all learn no matter where you are from the conversations that he has. But then I think on a more casual one, is called The Girls' Bathroom. It's a podcast. I really like listening to a podcast when I want to chill out after work, just to kind of, you know, get out of that zone. And that's a podcast I use. It's just a really typical, fun, two women in their early 20s just talking about life in general and about how to navigate like social aspects and all those kind of things. So I find that's a really funny one just to switch off.
Sounds great. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Jasmine. You've brought so much interest into like the young professionals side of things, and I'm definitely keen to start looking at that here at Leap as well. I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah, no, definitely. I wish you the best of luck with it. I know we've really enjoyed it and we're really looking forward to what the next year will bring anyway.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. For more expert insights, check out our other bite-sized episodes, perfect for micro learners and those with a short attention span just like me. And if you're in employer branding and recruitment marketing, you might be interested in our monthly EB meetups. Just search EB Meetup on LinkedIn and join our community. For anything else, contact us via leapcreate.co.uk. See you next time.